live from our living room. It's from Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long distance, marriage, and relationships.
Welcome to episode 3 of From Long Distance to Marriage. Today we're going to be talking about dates. So this episode is really probably more for people who have no distance or do and kind of want to hear a little bit more about our philosophy of dates for when you are face to face and getting that all important visit in that you look forward to so much. But we will be also talking about some of our favorite ideas for dates.
So we're going to start this off by defining what a date is to us. We don't see it as something that involves going out, spending a lot of money, getting dressed up and going for dinner. We really just see it as spending conscious time together. So one of our favourite things to do is to just have movie night at home. We will buy some popcorn, buy some treats, put on one of our favourite films. For people who find that you're maybe spending too much time on your phone, you can have what we call a blackout evening and just turn all the electrics off and maybe play a board game, play a card game. Whatever it is you want to do, but ultimately it's about being deliberate with your time together.
Absolutely. And I think we should also say that sometimes it is going out for a fancy meal.
Yeah, of course.
And getting dressed up, going out for drinks and stuff. But I think that a lot of people get hung up on, like for instance, I'll say like, oh, it worked, my friends. Oh, Rich and I have a great date this weekend. Oh, what are you going to do? And it might be watching basketball with chocolate. And
Which
we love to do. But I think to people, not that anyone has an issue with that, but when I say date, people usually think, oh, you're going to go out to the cinema, you're going to go out to a movie, go out dancing, whatever, which those are all great date ideas. But I think for us, especially
it's about not being restricted by the time or the money to do those things means you can't have a date at all.
Yeah. Because a lot of times the people who listen that are in long distance relationships, you're spending all of your money on flights and getting to each other. So to then go out and have maybe a big fancy date isn't an option. Or like for us, when I moved here, it reset us both financially completely and we had to start over with savings. So we did try to be really frugal where we could. And that's even still, now that it's not as much of a concern, it's just something we do and we find creative ways to do that. So I think just be open-minded as you're listening to us that we don't necessarily mean a date is a big fancy deal.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is that sometimes you just want to spend time completely with that other person, and just being around other people can be a bit tiring, or you'll have to talk to other people and you just think, actually, I just want to be with you today.
Yeah, and I think when you are in a long-distance relationship, that's probably even more true because obviously, you know, you've gone to one of each other's countries. You've gone to each other's country or state or whatever to be together intentionally. But also for like us, people who are either just in a relationship in the same town or married, living together, life's busy. So you still want to enjoy that special time that you set aside for each other. I have no idea what I just said then. But you get the point. So I think the next point that we want to talk about is just the importance of dates in general, whether that's date night or day dates. What do you kind of think is, why are they so important to you?
I think a lot of times with relationships, I think long distance is a slight exception if you are currently long distance because you have to put so much effort in. But that aside, generally, it's very easy to take a relationship for granted as just, this is my life now, this other person.
You're always there.
You're always there. Yeah. And it's just about, we can be much more deliberate and conscious of other things that we do. So people who have hobbies, whatever that may be, whether that's racing your car or whatever, that takes up a lot of your time and mental energy. And what I'm getting at really is that it's about making sure that you're also allocating a portion of your mind to your relationship, because your relationship costs a lot of money. It costs a lot of your energy. Is something that should be really, really important to everyone who's in one, and you want to make the other person happy. And this is something that I can definitely be better at, but that's why they're important to me, because it's just about, life is very busy these days. If you've got a job or you haven't got a job, life's just busy. And it's about saying, you're important enough to me that I'm going to take this much time out of my day to let you know that.
Yeah. And I think for me, they're so important because I am an overthinker. I have an anxious mind. My mind during the work week is going 6,000 miles a minute. Even when we've sat down, had dinner, and we're watching Mad Men or basketball, my brain is still just not completely engaged. So I think, like with you, so I think that for me, just having that time set aside to know, like, this is my time with him. I've missed him all week. We've both been crazy busy. We've both been distracted. Whether that's, you know, a midweek date night that we say this is what we're doing, or like weekends where we get to do a little bit more. It's just so important to me because I feel like it recenters us as a couple.
Yeah, and you could be creative too. I mean, part of the reason that we decided to do this podcast and the website was it was a project that we would do together. So we both consider ourselves to be fairly creative people, so we were interested in doing it. We've got a topic to talk about. But it was on our minds, wasn't it, that this was something we could do together and spend time together and have a goal together, which was a bit of a first for us.
Yeah, I think we've had ideas for little projects before, but they were more like, it would be my project or it would be your project. And I think, at least for me, when I've had ideas for that, I thought, oh, it'll mean less time with you, it'll mean this,
yeah,
that.
They ultimately separate you.
Yeah, but this was something that threw us together. So I think that goes into kind of the next thing we want to talk about, which is being intentional and making the time and the effort. So date nights aren't just going to happen, especially when life's busy, and it always is. Life just gets busier the older you get. Like, happens.
I think intention is important, but sometimes it's nice if just one person is making that intentional, yeah. Because then it's a surprise to the other person.
Absolutely.
And I like to do that. I like to surprise you when I can.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, be intentional with it, but don't always think it's something that you have to sit down together and say, what should we do tonight? Sometimes you can say, I'm picking up a bunch of flowers tonight, or send a text to the other half and say, get changed, I'm taking you out for dinner tonight. Or, I mean, a lot of times we'll wake up in the morning and we'll spontaneously say, let's go for breakfast.
On the weekends,
that's one of our
favourite
things to do. Yeah, for the weekends. But that's one of our favourite things to do. Or even, I was late home the other night, you ordered pizza. It's just little things like that. It's not officially a date, maybe, but it's been intentional. It helps the other person.
Yeah.
It just makes you feel appreciated.
Yeah, I think I get what you're saying, totally. Like, intentional doesn't mean it's this big planned effort. It can be spontaneous. I mean, sometimes I'll need to stop by, you know, the grocery store to grab something to do with makeup, and I'll walk past a shelf of DVDs and think, oh, we wanted to see that, buy the DVD, buy some chocolate.
And that's a date night.
And I said, look what I've got, send you a picture, and then you have something nice to look forward to. So yeah, I think it's just making dates a really organic part of your relationship and realizing that it doesn't have to be a big deal and how important the gesture is to the other person. Because, like, I had a couple of things I mentioned to you this morning. There was a few things that popped up in my time hop, and these maybe don't constitute as dates, but they were just really lovely gestures. Like, you'd stop on your way home from work at a Starbucks and got me a pumpkin spice latte a few years ago. And then the next year on the same exact day, I can't remember what it was, but you just done little things that, oh,
I tidied the house.
No, I got home from work and there was a hot bath that's waiting for me, and dinner was going in the oven.
Yeah.
And girls, you know how nice that is. And guys, I'm sure guys do too. Guys need to be spoiled sometimes too.
But I think for me, you hear it all the time, as people say, once you get married, or if you're not married, but you're in a committed long-term relationship, that I haven't got to, and it's tongue-in-cheek, but you hear a lot of times, oh, we haven't got to go dating anymore, I can let myself go a bit, and you think, getting to the point where you're in a committed long-term relationship or the rings are on the fingers, that's not the end of the journey. That's just the start of a new chapter. It doesn't mean you don't have to make any effort anymore.
No.
But equally, the effort
sometimes
doesn't have
to
be.
Sometimes you have to make more effort.
You have to make more effort. It's different effort. You're not trying to win someone over. You're trying to, well, really, you want to make sure that they, years down the line, they still think they've made the right decision.
You want to nourish each other's hearts and souls and the whole relationship. I mean, I see you as, and this probably sounds really cheesy, but that's okay. I see you as, like, my heart's little caretaker, you know?
Yeah.
You didn't laugh. That was good. I wasn't sure that was going to go down.
I thought you were
going
to keep talking.
No, but I just think, like, you know, we made vows, and I think even people who aren't married and are in a committed long-term relationship, living together or not living together yet, those are, you commitment in any form is a vow, really. Mm-hmm. And when you entrust, you know, your life with someone, you're entrusting your well-being, and your well-being has to do with your happiness. And it is a big job to be someone's long-term partner.
That's the thing. Relationships are work, but
it's the best
work. It
should
be enjoyable.
Yeah.
It should be enjoyable.
It's great work. I mean, it's kind of, I look at it as like working out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's work, but like you feel great because you've done it. You're proud of yourself.
And you
and
get something out of it. It's
you
not
get
like
the benefits
you're just putting work in and there's no output. You're really building something.
Yeah.
And it's something that other people... The thing is, when you make an effort with your relationship, other people take notice. Like, oh, look how happy you are together. Or those people seem really well suited together. And actually, they're probably just being
mindful,
with what they're doing. Because it's very easy to live two separate lives.
Yeah, and I think we are pretty good at that. And I think it's something that there's always been comments made about that. About they're so in love, or they seem so happy together. You guys are really well suited. We hear that a lot from our families. And a lot of that is, I think we are just quite fortunate in that we are very compatible naturally. We do put a lot of effort in and communication and dates.
From day one, and I think this really links into what we said in the last episode about communication, but from day one, our relationship has been deliberate. There was nothing... nothing sort of worked in our favour in the sense that we were in the same place at the same time and we just hit it off. And
Building constantly.
We've been deliberately building this relationship, and we are still deliberately building this relationship.
Yeah. And that's kind of part of what this podcast is too. Like, this is kind of a little date for us, like, as silly as that might sound. Like,
if we weren't doing this, we'd be watching the TV or we'd be doing something separate or
maybe doing something together. We do things together, but
it's
so important because you just... Everything you do in your relationship is going to affect your relationship, whether you know it or not. And I think I also want to talk about why we each love the dates that we do. And I think for me, we've talked about this recently. I can't remember if we mentioned it in one of the podcast episodes we've done, but I genuinely feel like we're a different couple on the weekend than we are during the week. And I mentioned that a little bit earlier in this episode, saying how I feel quite frazzled and just distracted during the week. We both have jobs we love, but they're quite...
they're full on.
They're full on, and they're very creative jobs, so our brains are very constantly engaged in trying to create. So I almost feel like we're not short with each other during the week, but just kind of... We're just doing what we gotta do. We're happy to see each other. We're happy in that. But at the weekend, it's very much... This is our time. This is what we're doing with each other this weekend. This is what we've been looking forward to. And we almost like fall back in love every weekend. Mm. And I've always felt that way. Yeah. Ever since you first came to America the first time back with me and I was teaching and you were working at home, the first couple of days I go home from work, you were there waiting for me by the door. Like, weekend, like, let's be in love again.
We've always tried to make our weekends...
really special, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of why I love dates, is it resets us and we get to start falling back in love again. Not that we fall out of love during the week.
But I think to add to that, and I may be skipping ahead.
You probably are. You always do.
But what we like to do, we do our favourite nights. And to me, what these do
we'll tell you a little bit more about favourite nights.
We will, but a relationship is very easy to just operate as one combined person, which normally means that one person's getting more of what they like than the other person. So if you're sitting down to watch a film together, it's probably going to be more in favour of one person's favourite genre than the other person's.
Unless we watch a horror film.
Unless we watch a horror film, we both like those. But I think this is true for any relationship, that someone's compromising on what you're watching or what food you're eating.
Or where you're going or what you're doing.
And with favourite nights, we say one person gets to eat their favourite food and they get to pick what we watch that evening. But because we alternate on that, we get to sort of nourish our own interests and preferences.
And also...
Without feeling like the other one's missing out on it.
Yeah. Also, on that, I think it's a great... So sometimes on this favourite night thing, which, yeah, you've totally skipped ahead, but that's okay. Because you're cute. I'll let you get away with it.
It felt organic.
Sure. But also on the favourite night thing. So sometimes it's, right, I'm hosting your favourite night this weekend. What do you want to eat? What do you want to watch? But also sometimes we do it as a surprise, which I think is really good because it gets us thinking, what movies have they said lately that they want to watch? Or what show is she really into? Or is he into
at the moment? How old do I know this person?
What has he said recently? Because we're obsessed with food, and there's probably no less than six times a day we say, I really fancy eating this or that. So it's just a really nice chance to think about what you can do for that person, what they'd like, what they've been talking about recently.
And then when
you see the dates that I've put together for you, it shows, she really knows me, and vice versa. So, sorry, what were you going to say then?
Well, I was just going to say it takes the weight of you not thinking about okay, you do most of the cooking, but when it's your turn for favourite night, you're not thinking about what you're cooking.
I love it.
It's just a couple of decisions that you're not having to make that day.
Yeah.
Which just helps you relax a little bit more. But yeah, I think they're a really strong way for us to show how much the other person means to us.
Yeah. So the next thing we want to talk about is, what about couples who don't do anything together? And I think we've seen we're surrounded by a lot of really lovely, happy relationships, but we do have some acquaintances. And first of all, I want to say this is no way judgmental, and really, you never know what goes on between two people or how happy two people are. You only hear one side of any story. So this is not us being judgmental. This is just kind of our philosophy on what you can miss out when you don't do that special date time. But yeah, I mean, we do feel like we know some couples who don't seem to either have the chance or put in the effort to make that time.
When it's easy to not...
It is.
It's easy to not... okay, really, with all the time that we're spent doing other things and working, and if you've got kids, also that's taking a lot of time, pets take a lot of time, so it's very easy to just feel like you haven't got the time to do it. But you have to find the time or make the time. Even if you physically put it on your calendar to say, one day a month, we're going to go out for dinner, or we're going to get a babysitter and watch a film. Whatever it is, doesn't matter how infrequent it is, if you're both on board with it, but it's very easy to not do it. So we've said we've always been very deliberate, very conscious with our relationship. And in a way, that's a blessing.
Yeah, but also I think it is a blessing. And so maybe the other side of that, though, is that we know a lot is expected of each of us in the relationship.
But I really like, I've always loved to surprise you.
Yeah, I like seeing the look on your face. I like making new things and doing things, or even just coming home from I'll be doing I always do the grocery shopping on a Tuesday night. And sometimes I'll, see, there's like a steak and ale pie. I haven't made that in years.
And sometimes you'll come home and I'll have been able to tidy the house.
Yeah.
While you've been in the shopping. So it's just little things, but
that's not really dates. I guess we should.
No, but this is just about showing the little things really matter, though.
Yeah.
But as far as dates, yeah, and I think we haven't got kids, but I think from what we've observed, having kids
makes it hard too.
Makes it really hard to find time, and maybe even more so when you've got kids, you have to find time.
I've heard people say that, definitely.
And maybe more so if the mother's spending all the time with the child, I think it's probably quite easy for the father to feel slightly left out of that. You've gone from having all the attention to less the attention to maybe not much of the attention.
I guess that depends on every relationship and what it's like for the kids. But I think what we still probably haven't got to is, how do we think that could affect, or what are your concerns for couples who don't do that? Like, how do we think that's going to affect their relationship long-term or short-term?
Well, I know that we've heard fairly frequently about parents or couples, when the children move home, they realise, oh, shit, we got nothing to say to each other anymore. Or, we were not necessarily staying together for the kids. It's not that they've fallen out of love, but it's just...
Suddenly it's just the two of you again.
It's just the two of you, and we haven't made much time for each other for 20 years, or we haven't been deliberate in our efforts to talk to each other, or we may need to make an effort to get to know each other again. And I just think that's something that maybe could help to be avoided, at least, by just... If you're earlier on in your relationship, maybe, then you can think, actually, we know that can happen, let's try and avoid it.
Yeah. I also think that you just miss out an awful lot of fun with your partner if you don't do those deliberate dates. I mean, you picked this person for a reason, and
you picked that person.
Probably the very beginning when you were first dating, whether that was long distance or face-to-face, you had a lot of fun and you laughed, and... during the midweek grind, we don't really laugh and joke as much as we do the weekends when we do more of our date type things. And I think it's a shame to lose that, because that power of attraction at the very beginning is, you need to nurture that. I mean, it's not going to be the same years down the line. We know that it's not the same for us completely. But if you can kind of hold on to just those early days of, oh my God, I just have so much fun with this person.
At least remember why you're together.
Yeah. And I just think dates are like a little highlight reel of that. Of like, this is what it was like in the early days, and this is why we ended up together, because of how we felt in those early days.
Yeah, and I've never liked I think I mentioned this to you the other day anyway, that I've never liked the frequent jokes we make about, oh, I won't tell the wife about this, or my husband doesn't need to know that, or you make jokes about what a pain in the arse the other half is. You think, actually,
that's your person.
That's your person. And they're not only that your person, they're a representation of you because you chose that person.
Yeah, and we know some people, this is kind of coming off of that, we know some people who will say, oh, we're, you know, this is going on in our relationship, he or she's going through this, but don't tell them I told you. And I just think, first of all, tell me whatever you want to, but speak to them. Talk to each other. Well, I always feel like you got to work it out with a source, you know?
We also know people who won't talk to each other, they'll talk to other people. Well, they'll air their dirty laundry before they've spoken to the other half. You think, again, we're not judging on it. There's nothing necessarily wrong.
No, and we don't know the full story.
Everyone needs a support system. But the important bit is that you need to be able to communicate with your partner.
Yeah, and dates are a great time. Dates
just recenter you, I think. It's not that you fall out of love. It's not that you don't like each other anymore. When you're not spending conscious time together, it's easy to just slowly drift apart.
Well, I just also know that for me, you know, like, you're not perfect, I'm not perfect, and we still really have to practice when we're going to raise up the heavy stuff with each other, or you've done this recently and it's really upset me, or I've noticed, you know, it can be really hard to have those conversations and hear those things that you're not doing something that your partner is happy with, or you're missing something. But I always find that for you and me, once we've had a really great day or date or whatever, we're in a happy, good place, it's a better time afterwards to start talking about those things, because first of all, I'm in a place where I'm going to present it in a loving way because I'm feeling loved up, and you're going to take it in a better way because you're in a loved up way and you want to make me happy. So I think just dates and the feelings that come from dates make for better communication in general.
Yeah, I think they help you realize that they're coming from a good place. They're coming from the person that you chose just needs something to improve. Whereas if you're in a different frame of mind, it just feels like someone's swiping at you.
Yeah, and we're all evolving and we're all still learning. We certainly both are. We've come a long way, but there's a lot more work to do. But something we've touched on a lot in the last couple minutes that we wanted to talk about more is the whole kid thing. And, you know, we said that when you have kids, perhaps it's even more important to make that time for each other. We can't really say as an authority. We're of the mind right now that we don't really think we want kids. But I still think that date nights are important even if you don't have kids. Life is still busy. And almost, I mean, you do things you probably wouldn't be able to do if we had kids. You're in a band. You volunteer. You know, I don't do as much as you. But, you know, we have dogs to take care of. I have a family back home that I make a lot of effort to stay in touch with.
The spontaneity that we discussed, that is massively facilitated by us not having children.
Yeah.
Especially young children, we think, oh, yeah, we're about to go for breakfast, but we've got to pack the car and we've got to make the bottle up, we've got to do this and that. You know, we haven't got that.
Yeah, I think married couples can still be spontaneous, but they probably have to work a little bit harder to create a life where it's possible. But again,
you mean parents?
So I'm saying, yeah, people with kids. But yeah, I just think that, well, I think probably maybe some people who don't have kids get wrapped up in other things. You know, you don't have your kids to fill your time, so you have hobbies. You know, I write, I, you know, do as much as I can to keep in touch with my family, and you know, we do lots of things. You just still have to make an effort.
I think maybe to an extent, I don't know if children change you or if they expose you. I think if making time, your family's a good example of this. Your sister's got children and they've always made time together as a couple. And there are plenty of couples, as we've said, who don't have children and don't really make time for each other. So it's not a binary thing that if you've got children, that's it. You're not spending time together. And if you don't have children, it means you are spending time together. It's still got to be conscious and deliberate. So I think there's an element of don't think that, oh, we've got children, there's no hope. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of parents out there who are balancing it fantastically.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably just a lot more work for them, understandably, because kids take up a lot of time and nurturing and stuff. But how do you feel when we've had a really good date in terms of our relationship?
I feel a lot closer to you.
Yeah. Like what?
Like I feel a lot closer.
But like, why do you, sorry, that wasn't, I didn't really phrase that question. Why do you think you, when we haven't had a good date, you don't feel close to me?
Because everything else in life is taking some energy from me. Yeah. Whether I'm thinking, I didn't get this finished at work today, or I need, I like to have a couple of projects on the go normally, so I'm normally thinking, what I need to do with that, or whether we've got a gig coming up, or practice I need to do, or if I've got a lesson that I'm teaching. I know everything else in life is running through my mind. And if everything else is out of the way, I might be thinking, God, I just want to sit down and relax for a bit. So when we have date night, everything else isn't really at the forefront of my mind anymore. You're at the forefront of my mind. Our relationship's at the forefront of my mind. So it's just a way to reconnect.
And do you think that that time with me, I like to think that time with me is good for you, time with me makes you feel good and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think then that that also translates back into those other things you're trying to accomplish, like puts you in a good mental state, you've had a loving, you know, your cup runneth over with love, so that translates into those other areas with things you're trying to accomplish? Yeah, and I think
generally it's like, if you're, when someone feels supported by someone else, life often feels easier, I think. You're not going through on your own. It feels like you've got a champion, haven't you? And it's, you feel like you're not doing everything on your own, emotionally.
I know for me personally, like, I love the job that I'm in now, but previously Mondays have been, like, such a struggle for me. And even still, you know, no matter how much you love your job, sometimes you'd rather stay in bed on a Monday morning. But I know that for me, when we've had such a lovely weekend together, I've had some nice little dates that we've planned, I get up on Monday and I just feel like, I just feel full and I feel sustained, and that's going to carry me through the week. And I go in on a Monday morning and I feel just full of the, you know, the happy memories that we've made together over the weekend. And it just sets me off for a great week.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also work in a really positive environment with great people that bounces off of that. And it's just great. You know, I feel sunshiny after we've had our nice weekends together. And so I think that definitely translates into the rest of my life that's separate from you, like work and my writing and stuff like that. So we're going to start talking about some of our favorite date ideas in a minute. But first, I wanted to get an idea of, I wanted to ask you, babe, what are some of like your favorite dates, like actual examples of dates we've done over the years?
I always like it when we're at some kind of meal, because it's only the two of us. We're normally sitting opposite each other.
No, but like a specific one, like an actual day.
I don't know if this counts as a birthday when you took me to the zoo.
Yeah, well, that's a date.
Yeah.
So that scavenger hunt day? Oh, wait, or when we did the zoo experience?
No, I was thinking of when we went to Howlett's, but yeah, the scavenger was good.
That was part of that whole day.
That was a different day. That was when we went to Wingham.
No, that wasn't for your birthday. I think that was just a random day. So this was your birthday. Okay. So I guess this could be a date because we.
Well, the scavenger hunt was definitely.
Well, fun. We don't because we don't have children. We can really go all out for each other's birthdays. That doesn't always mean spending tons of money on gifts for each other, but planning the whole day around each other.
Yeah.
So that year, I had bought. You worked at home, and you wanted a nice new office chair. So I had ordered you like this big leather office chair off of Amazon, and your dad let me hide it like in his cupboard because I had nowhere to keep it to hide from you. And it was too big to really wrap. So I just like wrapped one half of it, kept it in the cupboard. And on the morning of your birthday, I gave you like your cards and your presents. And I think in your card was like,
look in your favorite place.
No, the first one was, I'd given you a book and there was a clue in the card, like page number something. So then you went to that page number in the book when you opened the book. And then there was, look in your favorite place, which happened.
Was it in your underwear?
It was in my underwear. we were in bed in our pajamas still because we always try to give each other presents and we're still in bed. And then there was another clue. At that time, I was on a no carb diet and it was like, you love to eat it, but I can't. So you went in the pantry and found the pasta. And in the pasta bag was another thing. Anyways, it led him to this cupboard and he found his chair and that was really fun. And then we went to the zoo and we had lunch and we went out for dinner and went to the fancy cinema with like the big comfy couches and stuff. So yeah, that was. So you, that those kind of days are your, mm-hmm. that would be like an example of your favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
I think one of my favorite day dates we've ever had was, we were living in our first flat together. I think the types that really stick out to me is where I learn more about you, those kind of dates. So we went to, just on the outskirts of London where you grew up, we spent the whole day in the area. We went to these caves called Chislehurst Caves, and they're actually man-made, but they're really, really old. Like the Romans started making them, but you can do tours and it's really cheap. And we learned about why the Romans used them, how the Druids used them, and then like how they were used during World War II as a bomb shelter. And then in the 60s, like huge famous bands would play there, and you'd like go in and they'd give you a lantern and say, follow the music and find the band. And like Jimi Hendrix played there. And then we went out to lunch, and then you took me to the mall where you always went to with your mom and grandma when you were little. And we went to the park you grew up at. That's just a day that really sticks out because I think it takes me, I love when you're showing me things and teaching me things. And I think psychologically it's because that takes me back to our first summer together where I came to you and you showed me everything and taught me everything. And I got to learn about your life here and everything. So those are always, that sticks out in my mind, but that type of date in general is one that I really love.
Yeah, I like them when we're just at home. I remember that one, the weather was horrific. We had to go out for something and we decided to buy a puzzle and some hot chocolate and we just sat in our flat and it was pissing down with rain. And we did a puzzle.
In pajamas, yeah.
In our pajamas. It was just like a cozy day.
Yeah, it was
and
great.
We would never normally do that because we'd feel like the weather's nice, we need to go and we need to do this in the garden.
We live in England, the weather isn't normally nice. This year it's been good,
but typically. Particularly bad. But you know, we knew we were stuck indoors and we tried to make the most of it.
Yeah. So those are just a few examples of things that we like to do together and that are really special to us. And one of the first things we came up with when we really decided, God, it's probably been like 4 or 5 years ago now, I think we realized like, okay, we really need to be making conscious effort for these date nights. So they just weren't really happening at that stage. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I think I went on like Pinterest or something like that because this was a time when we were trying to be quite conservative with money. And I found theme date nights. And I think the example I saw was like pizza and The Godfather. So you kind of pick a food that kind of goes with a theme of a movie and just kind of make a night of it.
Yeah, I mean, we tend to do country, don't we? So we'll pick food and a meal, food and a movie from a certain country, mm-hmm. rather than not necessarily food in that movie or themes that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've done like English night. We watched.
Yeah, we did a Londoner night, and that was Lock, Stock, yeah. and Three Smoking Barrels. We watched
Two Smoking Barrels,
and I think we did.
We had a cornetto,
sausage mash. Yeah, bangers and mash and mushy peas. I tried to make.
We've done quite a few. We've done American a few times. We've done Italy.
I don't know if we've done
we should probably do Spain.
I don't know about any Spanish food. We do Mexican.
But that's the idea anyway, is you pick a country.
Oh, I made falafel burgers one night and we watched Aladdin.
And that's right.
That was good fun. And then one time we did like steak and baked potatoes and watched True Grit. So we did like a cowboy night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of fun you can have with it.
Yeah, and we still do it. I think we posted one not a couple weeks ago on the Instagram page. We ordered Chinese food and watch a Jackie Chan movie, which was really fun. But yeah, we always enjoy it, and it just makes it feel a little bit, it makes movie night feel a little bit more festive, I guess.
But it also makes just dinner a bit more fun and focused.
We usually try things, apart from like when we do pizza and stuff, but we usually try foods that, or have foods that we don't tend to have that often, really. And then you'd already kind of mentioned favorite night. I think you came up with this one. You found it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the base, we kind of explained that. So we try and do it every month now. And we kind of coordinate with our trip to Costco every month. We do one big shop a month at Costco. And then we kind of, whoever's night it is to be treated gets to pick whatever food they want. Like they always have amazing lasagnas. And like I picked enchiladas recently.
They also do the most amazing pizzas.
Yeah. You had yours just this past week and you picked one of their pizzas.
Yeah. And they do, the biggest cupcakes and just general cakes and cookies. So you can really splurge there, get really nice food, a lot of food for not much money. So yeah, we coordinate that.
Costco, if you want to sponsor this podcast, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
but yeah, so we just try to, that's favorite night. And like I said, sometimes we do it as a surprise where the other person doesn't pick. We just kind of remember one of their favorite things, like one of the best ones you ever did for me. I think it maybe was the first one. You ordered Chinese food. You got chocolate marble cheesecake and you put on Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, which is like one of my favorite movies. And that was a really good fun. Another thing that we try and this is the one that we don't do as much as I wish we did, which is midweek date night. Every now and then, it's usually in the winter, I think, we want to go do something after work. Like you'll want to go shopping or I'll need to buy
something. Yeah, I think the thing is in the summer when it's still light here and it's warm, you feel like, you can do things like, oh, I'll cut the grass tonight.
Or, oh, yeah, there's jobs to do.
Whereas in the winter, it's everything pitch black, it's freezing, you think, oh, let's go out.
Yeah, like, so maybe, sometimes we do it, like, our Christmas shopping, we'll go to a mall after work one night in the middle of the week because it's so busy, you know.
Or we'll just go out for dinner and...
Yeah, and we'll just grab some dinner and it just kind of makes the rest of my, you know, it's always, like, on a Tuesday or Wednesday, which is usually a nothing night at our house. We're just kind of doing whatever needs to be done. And it just makes the rest of the week feel a little bit, oh, we did something, you know, out of the ordinary, which just makes it really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's kind of new to us, we both recently and randomly got into basketball, like NBA basketball last year.
Wasn't that random? We were never able to watch it here before.
Yeah.
Because in the UK, the coverage is just awful. And then we finally got some decent coverage, and then it finally came to the cable that we get. So it kind of coordinated itself in that regard.
But it just kind of happened.
Yeah, it kind of happened. It was also something I liked as a sport I liked but couldn't really watch, and then were able to watch, and then you decided you liked it.
And... Yeah, and neither of us knew much about it, but we managed to pick the teams that are, like, the biggest rivals in the NBA.
By mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah, or by accident.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do that, and we like to... And the thing about basketball that's great is the season's so busy.
Yeah, there's so much to watch. It's never a dull...
Yeah, for both of our teams. So we can always watch both of our teams for a lot of the year. But that's something else we can be deliberate with. We can, it's something we can watch together and enjoy it. And we don't have to sit there with popcorn and snacks and treat it like movie night, but it's something we can watch together. So it feels like a joint activity.
Yeah, and we get fired up about it and excited, and it's fun. And I think we did this past week, though. We both just had a full on, and we both just kind of thought, oh, I want some chocolate. And the basketball was on, so we went after dinner. Ran up to the little corner shop, got some chocolate, and watched basketball, and it was great fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing with basketball for us is we both find it a really nice way to de-stress.
It's very distracting and fast-paced, yeah.
But it equally being a sport, you can kind of veg out in front of it. So I think not everyone's going to be into basketball, but find something like that that works for you guys, that just helps you relax, but hopefully you can enjoy it together.
Yeah, definitely. And finally... kind of the last little idea we have for now is day dates out. We love just kind of having a big day out together. Sometimes we go up to London for the day.
And we like it when they're spontaneous as well.
Yeah, there was a couple years ago. This is another example that one of my favorite days. It was kind of like November, December. And I woke up just feeling a bit like blah. Life had been just a bit too samey recently with work and stuff. And so we went up to London just on the train. No plans, and we went to the Winter Wonderland, which is like a big Christmassy festival that they have in Hyde Park in London. Spent a little while there, but it was so packed. So we went up to the London Zoo instead, which was dead quiet because everyone was at the Winter Wonderland. Yeah. We had some lunch, and it was great.
Then we walked around to Camden.
Yeah, we walked to Camden, got another gargoyle.
Yeah, so there's a shop in North London that we like to go to, don't we? We collect gargoyles for our front porch. So
yeah, like little gargoyle places. It's
like our little hobby.
It's not really a hobby, it's just a tradition.
I'd call it a hobby.
Buying gargoyles?
Yeah, buying gargoyles.
We're gargoyleists.
It's a hobby, yeah.
but yeah, day dates out are great because you get to do a lot more activities and it's just a whole day of it rather than just a quick meal or something like that, which is
great.
And
what we'll often do is we'll be out and then we'll think, we don't want to go home now. And so kind of just one thing leads on to another, whether that's going out. Well, like that example you gave, we went up to Winter Wonderland and then we ended up at the zoo and then ended up walking to Camden.
Yeah, just an adventure.
Yeah, other times we'll just have a random lunch or we'll just... It happens quite a lot for us that way that we'll be out.
And the day just goes...
And the day just stays that way. Yeah. So that's nice.
Well, we did that just the other weekend. I'm luckiest girl in the world because this guy loves shopping.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I'm not like taking forever to look at things, which normally I don't. But you wanted to go to an outlet mall, so we did that. And then
you wanted to go to the regular mall.
I was like, let's go to the normal mall, which is quite far from the outlet mall. So we did that. Yeah. So yeah, it's often not a super planned thing for us, is it? It just, we want to go do something nice and then it becomes this whole lovely day out. But sometimes it is really planned. We like to go to Canterbury a lot of the time. For days out there. But yeah, I just think that it's really important to us. It centers us, it resets us, puts us back on track to feeling really connected. And I think everyone can benefit from some well-planned and some not-so-planned dates.
Yeah, and I think if you think back to when the starting point of relationships, when both parties are making a lot of effort and they're really trying to put their best foot forward, and then the date ideas are really just about trying to continue that, and as you said before, making the other person still feel like they made the right decision.
Yeah.
And so the idea of all the different date ideas that we've mentioned is just about being focused and deliberate with your relationship, making an effort in your relationship in the same way that you'd make an effort with your hobbies, maybe with your career, whatever it is that your passions are. Your relationship needs to be one of those and treated accordingly.
Absolutely. And I think that relationship will be better off for it. So that's kind of all we have for you on dates at the moment. We will be sharing a lot more date ideas on Instagram and our blog as and when, some seasonal ideas. We recently shared one about autumn date ideas. And just today we had a great date at the pumpkin patch, which you probably would have seen pictures of by now. So yeah, we hope you guys, maybe if you haven't been making the effort for some dates, maybe this might spur you on, or if you already are, then good job. Maybe some of these ideas sound good to you. So thanks for listening. That's the end of the episode. Make sure to check out our website, longdistancetomarriage.com, and our socials, which you'll find on the website. Keep in touch and make sure to subscribe. Thanks, guys. Bye.